The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara here mentions the concept of ribi b'shiyon, which means that even though we know that it's mutar and yontif to cook and do other malachas for eichel nefesh, what's needed for yontif, you're allowed to cook for sudas yontif. However, it's only mutar under certain circumstances. That means you can only cook for that day of yontif, you can't cook for the next day, you can't cook for a behema, you can't cook for a nochri. There are limitations to the heter of eichel nefesh. So the Gemara teaches us that there's a concept of ribi b'shiyonim, which means if you're cooking for a valid yomtiv need, you're allowed to add some food into the pot for what would ordinarily be an invalid yomtiv need, meaning, let's say, you're cooking a pot of meat, you're allowed to put an extra meat to be used for tomorrow. This is mutter under three conditions. Number one, as long as a person does not speak out that he's eating in extra. Number two, that it's all being done, the malacha, the actual malacha is being done at once. For example, if you, like we said, you're putting extra meat into a pot, so as long as you put all the meat into the pot together, and then you put it onto the fire, then it's mutter, because it's one malacha of putting the pot on the fire, regardless of whether there's more meat in the pot or less meat in the pot. If, however, you put the pot on this fire, and then you decide to add to it, that would be a separate malacha, so that would be awesome. That's the second condition. And the third condition is that there is no extra tircha, there is no extra toil or effort being expended for the extra amount of food. So let's say in a pot of meat, there's no extra effort. You take another piece of meat, you put it in, not a big deal. But if, let's say, you want to fry something, let's say you're frying pieces of fried fish. So you take each piece of fish and you dip it in the batter and you have to play around with it a little bit and work on it. And then you put it onto the pan. So even though all of this is happening before the pan is in the oven, so there's no malacha happening, however, each additional piece is causing you to expend further effort. That is asur. So it's only mutter, again, in the case of like a pot of meat, where putting a piece of meat into a pot is not considered any effort, or you're making a pot of soup, and you just put it in some more water, that's not considered effort to hold it by the sink, or to pour in another cup of water. So these are the three conditions for the heter of ribi b'shiyonim. Under these conditions, it's mutter. We just mentioned that to cook for a nochri is even worse in these cases because it's a special gzeira, as the Gemara says later in the Chafal from the base. It's a special gzeira. A person might cook extra for a nochri, so this is a separate set of halachas for that. But in any case, cooking for a behema or for if the yontif or for the next day of yontif, this is the basic halach. Now the Rishonim have a kasha that the Gemara over here is saying clearly, as we just mentioned, that ribi b'shiyurim, at least under the above conditions, is mutter on yontif. The kasha is that the Gemara in Menachos, that samachdal and medalas, the Gemara is talking about when you have a chaylish yesh b'sakana. You have a situation of pikuach nefesh, there's a person who is seriously ill on Shabbos, and the doctor says that he needs to eat a gregaris. Gregaris is a fig. The problem is you don't have any figs that are sitting in your kitchen. The only figs you have are growing on the tree in your backyard. To cut a fig off a tree is a malacha deraisa of kaiser. Okay, but a malach is mutter for Pikov Nevich to save his life. You're allowed to cut the figs off the tree. So the Gemara channels as follows. The doctor says he needs two groigris. He needs to have two pieces. Now I have a choice. I can either cut off one groigris and then a separate groigris separately. So that would be two times two ktsirois. Or I have one branch that has three groigris on it. So the Gemara is declaring, should I cut off the branch that has three, thereby saving myself from doing an extra one, an extra cutting, but the downside is that there's an extra gregarious there, which is not necessary, or is it better to do two separate maisei katsira, and that way I'm not doing anything extra, but it happens to be that I'm doing an extra katsira, more than I would need to do if I cut the one that had three, because the one that had three is only one katsira, and the ones that have two would be two katsiras. That's the Gemara Shai. That's what the Gemara talks about. So the Rishonim now ask, that it's obvious in the Gemara that if not for this particular case we had a choice of three or two times one, that let's say I needed two and I had one branch that had two and one branch that had three, that's implicit in the Gemara that there was no suffix. In that case it would be asur to cut off the one that had three. The Gemara is only saying, maybe in this case I should, because that way I'm not cutting as many times. But again, if I had two options, one option was a branch that had two, and one option is a branch that had three, the Gemara is clear that I'm not allowed to cut the one that has three. So the Rishonim ask, why? That's Ribi B'Shiyurim. And Ribi B'Shiyurim is butter. And it fulfills all our conditions. Don't speak out that the third Gregarious is for somebody who's not a chayla. And it's not an extra malacha. And it's not an extra tircha. It's just one snip. So why should that be usher? It would seem that should be Ribi B'Shiyurim, that should be mutter. This is the Rishonim's kasha. There are two basic terms here. Tosfos and the Rashba answer that really, Ribi B'Shiyurim, Min HaTorah, it's all mutter. And in the Gemara Menachos also, Min HaTorah, whatever you do, it's fine. However, the Rabbanon came along and made a Chumrah, a special stringency, a Chumrah the Rabbanon. However, they only said that Chumrah by Shabbos and not by Yom Tov. Why? Because Shabbos is a Chiv Skila, and Yom Tov is only an Isalab, a Chiv Malkus, like you find in other places. Also special Chumrahs by Shabbos. So therefore, the Chachamim only said this Chumrah by Shabbos, not by Yom Tov. That's what the Taisis and the Rashba answer. That's different. And this is brought in the Ran over here in El Sugya. And the Ran, after he brings it to Yesakasha, he says, it's a Mamash Apella. It's very hard to understand what they're saying. Because don't forget what the Gemara says in Menachos. The Gemara is clearing a Shaila. The Gemara wants to know, what should you do? Should I cut off two times one or one time three? According to these Rishonim, placed on the Rashba, to cut off one time three Gregorys is what? Is that most of this is the Rabbanon? Because it's only one Katsira. It's Ribi B'Shiyur. To cut off two separate times one, that's doing a Deraisa twice. That's an extra Issa Deraisa. So what would be the sign in the Gemara that I should cut off two times one? Of course I should do one time three. So the Ran asks on the Rishonim this Kasha, and he does not have an answer to his Kasha on them. However, he answers the original Kasha differently. How does he answer? He says that really Ribi B'Shiyur is an Issa Deraisa. So therefore, the Gemara in the Noches is very good, because to cut off a branch that has three when all you need two would takabi osam adairaisa. However, Yomtif is different. Why is Yomtif different? Because Yomtif is hutra. The Torah says, Acha shei ofel l'chol nefesh. The Torah says that ochel nefesh is mutra on Yomtif. That's not a tchil, that's not the pshat, that is a clash between the Issa Yomtif and let's say the mitzvah Simchas Yomtif, like some Rishonim say that that's the etor because of ochel nefesh. So it's not the pshat that there's a clash between the mitzvah and the Issa. So we say, what should you do? The Issa, the mitzvah is daicha, the Issa. No, it's not daicha, it's not pushing away the Issa. The Torah says that to cook on Yomtif, for tzarchi Yomtif, is completely mutter. You're not being over an Issa. That's the mitzvah. That's what a person's supposed to do. It's 100% fine. It's not a dechiyah. It's a heter. It's absolutely mutter. Therefore, says the Ran, the Ribi B'Shiyurim is not going to be a problem, because when you're in a situation of hutra, where the basic malacha that you're doing is completely mutter, if you have extra meat in the pot, that will not present a problem. As opposed to the Gemara in Menachos, which is talking about a chayla, pikuch nefesh on Shabbos, that the Ran holds is not considered hutra, that's not completely mutter, rather there's a clash. On the one hand, you have Shabbos telling you you're not allowed to cut. On the other hand, you have Pikuch Nefesh telling you you have to cut. There's a clash. So Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, but it's not completely mutter. Of course, it's mutter and you have to do it. You're mechuyev to do it. But it's not the same kind of a heter as Malacha on Yontif. That's what the Ran answers. Now, it would seem that the Rishonim here are L'shitasim. Each one is going according to his own Shita. Because there's a Shaila on the Rishonim. What should a person do for a Chayla on Shabbos who needs meat? You have a Chayla on Shabbos. The doctor says he must eat meat. And the only meat you have in the house is nevela, it's trefa meat. But you could take your knife and go shecht the behemah and make kosher meat. But it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. So what should you do? You have a choice. Should I shecht the behemah and be over the Issa Shabbos? Or should I not be over Shabbos and give the chayla a piece of nevela to eat? So the Rishonim say that you should shecht on Shabbos instead of eating the nevela. Now, there's a bekasha on this, which the Rishonim will talk about, which is that the Issa Shabbos, as we mentioned before, is a chiv skila. That's from the most common the Gisurim. And this nevela is only Issa Lav. So why should we shecht instead of just giving him a piece of nevela, which is only Issa Lav? Why would we do that? So these different tzurotzim, different answers in the Rishonim. The Tshuvas HaRashba, Simen Tafresh Peites, says that really you should give nevela. The only reason that you should shecht is because there's a special heter of Shabbos by pikuach nefesh. That means that even though a person should be over any isser in the Torah, or almost any isser in the Torah, for pikuach nefesh, but Shabbos, since there are special drushes, the Gemara and Yuma has special tzukim to tell us that Mechal Shabbos for Chayla, so therefore to be over Shabbos for Chayla is more lenient than to be over a different isser, even though in general Shabbos is a more chamadik isser, it's a more stringent isser. Because ben makim, pikuach nefesh, Shabbos is hutra, as opposed to other isser which are only tchuya, which means it's pushed away, but it's not completely mutter. That's what the Rashba says. So what do we see that the Rashba holds? And before that, and then he goes on to say that there's a machlek as whether Shabbos is hutra or Shabbos is dechuya, and he says, depending on that, will be the halacha, whether you should shecht on Shabbos for dechuya or give him the veil. Okay, so what do you see in the Rashba? You see that he has at least a tzad, he holds there's a possibility that Shabbos is hutra for pikuach nefesh. So therefore, getting back to our question from the Gemara and the Nachas, the Rashba was completely unable to answer like the Ran by saying that Yom Tov is Hutra and Shabbos is the Chuyah. No, because the Rashba held it's at least a possibility that Shabbos is also Hutra. In which case, you're back to square one. So what's the difference between Ribi B'Shiram on Shabbos by Echayla or Ribi B'Shiram on Yom Tov by Echolapesh? So the Rashba was stuck, and that's why he said the other Teretz that Ribi B'Shiram is only in a Sidra Abonon, like we mentioned before. That's all the Rashba, but the Ran is also the Shitasi. The Ran goes according to his own Shita. Because the Ran, when he discusses the Shaila about Shechnik with the Chayla on Shabbos, he says, you're right, really, you should give him the Vela. But you know why you don't? We Shechnik on Shabbos with the Chayla. Why don't we give him the Vela? He says, because Emes Taka, it's true that Shabbos is more Chomer. But if you Shechnik on Shabbos, how many Surim are you doing? Just one. You do the Shechita and it's done. Masha Enkein, when you come to eating the vela, he's not just going to eat one kazayis of the vela. He has to eat a whole portion of meat. Every single kazayis, every little piece that he eats, is a separate isser. So in the aggregate, it comes out that it's more chomer to eat the vela, or at least many kazayis of the vela, several kazayis of the vela, is more chomer, is worse than shechting on Shabbos. That's what the Ran says. But what do you see in the Ran? You see in the Ran that he doesn't say anything about Shabbos being chutra by pikuach nefesh. Because he holds it's all chuyah. He holds there's really no difference between shechting on Shabbos and eating the vela as far as chutra and chuyah. It's all the same. So his only way of explaining why you should shecht is not by saying Shabbos is chutra, rather by saying that Shabbos ends up being more lenient because it's only one isser as opposed to the vela, which is several isser because it's one for each kazayis. So it comes out very geschmack. The Rishayim are going the shitasa. Just to end off with the kasha and the teretz, the Michus Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Beis is the kasha on the Ran, that according to the Ran, that saying that there's an Issa Deiraisa of Ribi Bishiyorim, so it should come out as follows. The Gemara says in Cholent Hasvav Lamed Beis that if a person cooks meat on Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, which he's allowed to do, you have to cook nefesh, so you cook up meat for a chayla, and there's leftover meat. Is a healthy person allowed to eat that meat? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat it. Why not? Because there's a gzeira, shami yarpe b'shvilei. Maybe if you know that you're allowed to eat it, you'll end up putting in an extra piece originally, and then you'll be over an isser by doing that. You're not allowed to do that. That's what the Gemara says. As opposed to, Dr. Gemara, if you shecht for a chayla on Shabbos, as we spoke about before, if a person shechts a behema on Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, and he's left over meat, there the halacha is that a bari, a healthy person, is allowed to eat from the behema. Why? So the reason would seem to be very simple, because there's no Shama Yarba. You're not going to add more. When you're talking about Shechita, there's one Shechita for the entire Behema. So you're not going to do any more. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Mechassan Chayas, according to the Ran, that there's an Issa Deiraisa of Ribi Vishiyurim, so then you should say that we should make a Gzera by Shechita. Just like by Ktsira, we say that there's an Issa Deiraisa to cut a branch that has three greigers as opposed to one that has two if all you needed was two. So let's say a chayla needs to eat some meat. So you have a little calf you could shecht, and then you have this huge axe next to it that you could shecht. For the chayla, the calf is enough. But you want to serve meat to the whole family, maybe you'll shecht the axe instead. That way you'll have enough for everybody. That's shami yarbe b'shvit, shami yarbe. You're gonna increase the amount you're shechting for the healthy person that you'd be over nisa deraisa. According to Taisis and the Rash, but at Ribi Shurim is at most an Issa Darabanan. So there's no kasha. So Chacham didn't make a gzeira that you might come to do an Issa Darabanan. Like a gzeira or a gzeira. We generally don't make a gzeira so that you may come to be over a different gzeira. But according to the Rad, it's an Issa Daraisa. So why didn't we make a gzeira? The same gzeira the Gemara makes by Bishal, by cooking, the Gemara should make by Shechita. So that's the kasha of the Mechus Chinuch. So I would just suggest the Teretz, which I think some Achren in fact say, that by Shechita, even the Ran will admit that there is no Issa Deraisa to shech a larger animal as opposed to a smaller animal. Why? Because it's one Shechita. What's the difference? How many pounds the animal is? The Shechita is a Shechita. As opposed to Katsira, cutting off a branch, it could be that we look at the Katsira in connection with each Te'ena, each Gregaris, separately. We say you cut off this Gregaris and you cut off that Gregaris. It happens to be you did it in one action, in one Pa'ula. But through that one Pa'ula, you cut off this Gregaris, that Gregaris, and the other one. You cut off all three. That's like three separate Katsiras in that one Maisa. As opposed to by a Maisa Shechita, Shechita is you shechta the animal. You didn't shechta the foot of the animal. You know, when you shechta an animal, we don't say you shechta the meat of the foot and the meat of the chest and the meat of the back. The animal's the animal. It's what animal? You kill the animal. That's the Shechita. So even according to the Ran, perhaps that would not be an Issa Deraisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.